From Spark and Anvil and MarketQuest, this is Stock, Crave, and Even in Chapter 1 of the MarketQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Market day, and the square was filling up. Carts and stalls and baskets, sellers laying out their goods, buyers wandering in with coins in their pockets and wants in their hearts. And moving through it all, keeping the whole living thing in balance, were three who understood the market better than anyone, because they were it. Stock counted the crates coming in, how much of everything had been brought. Crave drifted among the buyers, feeling how badly each thing was wanted. And Even walked the middle, where the two great forces met, holding a little chalkboard of prices that never stopped changing. "Strawberry season," said Stock, nodding at a wall of red crates. "Lot of berries today." "And everyone wants them," said Crave, watching the buyer's eyes light up. "Then let's see where it settles," said Even, chalk ready.
Stock spoke first, because a market begins with the simple question, how much is there? Stock's whole nature was supply, how much of a thing got made and brought to be sold. And Stock knew that the amount was never an accident. It came from the choices of everyone who produced. "This morning, the farmers had a choice," Stock said, gesturing at the red crates. "Berries were selling well last week, so more of them planted, picked, and hauled berries in today. When something's worth bringing, more of it shows up." Stock pointed to a lonely half crate of winter squash. "And squash sold badly, so barely anyone bothered." That's supply, not a fixed thing, but a living answer to the question, is it worth bringing? Today, the answer for berries was a great big yes. Look at them all.
Then Crave moved through the buyers, because a pile of goods means nothing until you know how much do people want it. Crave's whole nature was demand, the pull of what people wanted and how much they'd give up to get it. And Crave could feel it like weather. The berries, everyone wants these. Sweet, in season, kids tugging sleeves, strong want. But Crave also felt the edges of the wanting. Though, watch, if the price climbs too high, some of these buyers will sigh and walk away. They want berries, but not at any price. And squash? Crave drifted past the lonely crate. Barely a flicker. A few people need it. Most walk right by. Crave turned back. Wanting isn't all or nothing. It bends with the price. The higher the cost, the fewer who'll pay. The lower the cost, the more who'll reach for it. That bending is the whole shape of demand.
And now, the two great forces faced each other. A big supply of berries, a strong but bendable want for them, and Even stepped into the middle to do the one thing neither side could do alone, find where they agree. "Neither Stock nor Crave sets the price," Even said, chalk moving. "I don't even set it. It settles, right at the spot where the amount for sale matches the amount people will buy." Even worked it out on the little board. Price the berries too high, and Stock's crates sit full while buyers walk off. Too much supply, not enough takers. Price them too low, and every berry snatched in a minute, while latecomers find empty crates. Too much want, not enough berries. Even landed on the middle number. But here, right here, the berries for sale and the berries wanted finally match. Crates empty out just as the last willing buyer pays. That's the meeting point. Not one side winning, both sides agreeing. And because berries were plentiful today, that meeting point sat low and friendly. Lots of supply, so a gentle price.
By the end of market day, it had all balanced without a single person in charge of it. The berries had found their price, the one where sellers were willing to sell and buyers were willing to buy, and the crates emptied and the coins changed hands. And nobody had decided the number. It had emerged out of 1,000 small wants and 1,000 small offerings, meeting in the middle.
"Good supply," said Crave.
"Good demand," said Even.
"Good meeting point," said Stock, folding an empty crate.
There is a quiet wonder in watching a whole fair thing emerge from lots of people acting on their own. No one in charge, no one deciding, and yet it balances, the way a flock of birds wheels together with no leader calling the turns. A price isn't handed down. It's the place where how much there is and how much it's wanted finally shake hands. And once you can see that meeting point, you never look at a price tag the same way again. You see the whole living market standing quietly behind it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stock, Crave, and Even. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.